The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
We were learning sugyas that are from the most difficult sugyas, not only in the Zechus Pesachim, but in all of Shas, the sugyas of Ritzitzit, the sugyas of Tumas HaTohim. There's a profound connection between Dinei Tumah V'Tara and Inyanei Kachim. There are times that Dinei Tumah, the spiritual nature, which is Dinei Tumah, should be Chal on a person, should be Mitame person, be Yachas to certain, in relation to certain states of Kachim, the Tumah does not affect his Isuk, his involvement in Kachim. Where do we have this din? We have this din by Korban Tzibur, by Korban Pesach, by Nozir, and by extension by Korban Tomid, which is also Korban Tzibur. Similar to the halachas of Dichui, of Tumah Nidche B'Tzibur, which is by Korban Pesach, by Korban Tzibur. Tumas HaTohim is something that's a little bit hard to understand, because there are dinim that are relative to the situation that are not absolute. What does this mean? The Gemara Nozir Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph says, there was a echot shoye tome v'yorad litvoil. He was tome, and he went to be tove. He went down into a cave where there was a spring. There was a natural mikveh. He went to be tove. Underneath the cave, dug into the floor of the cave, there was tumas hatoim. There were body parts that were metame, where by nature of tuma they should rise upward and be metame anybody who's above. There's no chatzitza of an oil dividing the person from the tuma. The halach is that does not become tummy. Masha'enkin, if he was yorad litvo mitumas hameis, the halacha is that he's not nitor. Very interesting. Here we have halacha where a person tumas hatohim is not mitama person. We have a person being mitire himself with a ma'aser tefila from tumas sheret or from tumas keri, but it's not tumas hameis that's affecting him. So the halacha is the tumas hatohim does not affect the din nezirus. He would become tameh. If he was a regular person walking down the street, he'd become tameh. Even though the tumah is buried in the ground, it's not his fault or anything. But the ma'aseh, that's the mitzvah. He's standing on top of the tumah. It's mitameh. The state of nozir that he's in is not affected. Masha'enkin, if he went down into the mikveh to be mitire himself from a state of tumah, there the halach is that he cannot step out of that state if there's a bottom of him tumas hatohim. What's the pshat? The pshat is that the tumas hatohim is there. Halach l'moshe v'sina is, for whatever reason, that the state of tumah, which is only in a place of tohim, which is only far underneath him, does not affect a state that he's in, either bringing a carbon or a state of being a nazir or the carbon that he's bringing. But when he's doing a tvila has to bring him to a different state from what he's in. If there is tumah underneath him, then he can't re-enter a state of tahara. If he's in a state of tumah, the tumas hatohim is enough there that it prevents the tvila from being able to be mitar, pull him out of the matzah that he's in. Similar just l'saber sa'ozin, this interesting lashon of Chazal is that if a person is misvada, does not vary, he's misvada, he says vidui. He's sorry for doing that very, but like goma beliba, he was not goma beliba, he does not have aziv sachet, he does not plan on not doing that very again. He says vidui, but he plans on doing that very again. The lashon the Gemara is hareze doima, l'toivo v'sheret biyodoi. Person is toivo from Tumas Sheret, and he's holding a sheret, he walks into the mikveh, the tvila doesn't help for him. And the lashon is a little bit strange. When a person walks into a mikveh, the mikveh is mitayim, at the same time he's becoming tummy again. He became tummy from a sheret last week, now he's mitayim himself in the mikveh. If he has in his hand a sheret, so l'chor he's becoming tor, but he's becoming tummy with basachas. Masha'enkin, if somebody says vidui, he didn't do tshuva if he's not making a concrete decision not to go back to the averu. So what they say is that you see from this lashon of Chazal that the reality is that a toivel, the sheretz biyodei, it's not the pshat that he becomes tomei again from the sheretz that's biyodei, but the pshat is the tvila a maisa tvila, going to a mikveh has to be re-entering a different world, a different state. If he's holding a sheretz in his hand, he's still in that matzav. He's still living in the world of tumas sheretz. It's not pshat that he becomes tummy a second time I did the sheretz. The old tumas stays on him because the tvila with the sheretz biyad is not a tvila. It's like a mezuzah mitoichoi. So too, if a person is mitahir from tumas mes, and there's tumas toim underneath him, which would be metameh, if he was just walking down the street, that means he's not be able to enter a state of tahara. Masha'enkin, if he's in a state of tahara, has a tumas sheretz on him, has nothing to do with the non naziru. Is not affected by tumas sheretz or tumas keri. So there, he's in a state of tahara. The tumas toim will not attack him and destroy the tahara, the state of being a nazir or the state of being bringing karbanis that he's in. Let's go back to Korban Pesach. The Rambam Hills Korban Pesach Perek Vov says, person's before Pesach, and he was over Baderech, he's walking down the road, and there's a question, he passed over a place where there's a question if there's Tuma underneath, the halacha is he's still tar. Even on the tzad that he was Tuma, even if they find out afterwards, after the Korban Pesach, they find out that underneath the place, that the road that he walked through, the underneath the place where there were any number of people that walked, there was tumas hatohim, there was body parts that were buried over there, that would be mitam anybody walking down the road. The halacha is, since it's possible that they walked down the road in a way where they didn't step over the tumah, the halacha is, they're not tumim in a sofik, the Korban Pesach is not retroactively possible. I just stated in Rambam. But, when the person certainly passed over the tumah, the halacha is that he is tameh. He can't bring the Korban Pesach. But that's only if he found out before the Korban Pesach. Picture the scenario. Person comes to Yerushalayim with his keves, with his whole family, coming to the Beis HaMikdash, making his achonis. It's 2 days before Pesach. He passes down the road. They found out on Yud Dalad Nisan, the morning of Erev Pesach, somebody was digging over there, somebody was fixing a water pipe on that road. They found buried body parts, which would be mitame, l'choy, anybody who walked down that road. Anybody who walked down that road, there was a possibility, it wasn't stretched across the width of the road, it's a possibility that he walked on the street without having passed over the tumah. The halacha is, he's allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, the Rambam says. If the bones were spread widthwise across the whole width of the road, that for sure anybody who walks down the street knows that he was nitma, the halacha is he can't bring the Korban Pesach. But if he brought the Korban Pesach, the halacha is that it's oilaloi, it's kosher, and he doesn't have to bring Korban Pesach, even though he knows retroactively that it was for sure tami. Why? That's the concept of tumas atoim. This is the way the Rambam says. So again, if there's a possibility that he didn't become Tomei, then we don't say he's a Sofik Tomei. Tumas HaTohim, the Halacha Meshem Sina, Tumas HaTohim, he's Nita, and we say Halacha Meshem Sina, he's Vaday Tor. And the Korban Pesach is fine, he can bring a Lechatchil, he's not a Sofik. If he was for sure Tomei, then he's not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. If he didn't know about it, then the Korban Pesach that he brought does not retroactively become Tomei. How do we process all this? What's the pshat? The pshat is that before he brings the Korban Pesach, if he found out that he was for sure Tomei, now he has a conscious relationship with the Tumah. He knows that he stepped over it. A conscious relationship with the Tumah has more depth to it than a relationship where he stepped over the Tumah not. Again, like we said, Tumah is not a spiritual reality that's absolute. It has to do also with the level of consciousness that goes into the relationship. Like Sofik Tum B'Shus HaYochid, Sofik Tum B'Shus HaRab, Zalok HaMashim Sinai, that Sofik Tum B'Shus HaYochid in a private place is Metame, B'Shus HaRab not. What's the difference? Either you are Torah or you're not Torah. The relationship of the person walking down the street with the place affects the ability of the Tumah to affect him. It's a spiritual reality. So really it's not absolute. It has to do with the Gedorim of the level of consciousness that the person has with that Tumah. One, again, this is all halachas, I'm not making this up, and we can't make up any of these pratim, but we have to try to define vashtet, what is the halachas. If a person knows before he brought the carbon pesach that for sure he stepped over tumah, right now he has consciously he has a relationship with the tumah. He connected with the tumah. He knows that he touched it. He knows that he walked over it. He's tumah. He can't bring the carbon pesach. If at the point of bringing the carbon pesach he didn't know about it, then heyos that tumah was somewhat removed from him because he had no way of knowing about it. Then after he brings the carbon pesach, we don't say retroactively it becomes possible. Let's say we know that a person touched the sheretz. A person lied down, he came to Yerushalayim, and on the regal, he lied down for a night of sleep before the Karban Pesach. He brings the Karban Pesach. The next night, he didn't go to sleep to Leil Pesach, they were up the whole night singing Hallel. In the morning, he lies down, and in his pillowcase, he discovers a dead rat that was there for the last 3 days. It's clear it was there for the last 3 days. It's clear he put his head down on a sheretz. Retroactively, his Karban Pesach is tummy. He was metame the carbon pesach, and he has to bring carbon pesach sheni. Why? Because over there he actually touched the tumah. What's the difference if you know about it or not? But where the tumah is, the tumah satohim, we say that the connection is severed because he had no way of knowing about it. There's no level of vigilance of looking out for tumah that would have kept him away from the tumah. Buried under the ground, he had no way to know about it. He had no reason to suspect that it was there. So if he knew about it, that itself, the knowing that he was tummy, the consciousness of it, that itself creates a relationship with the tumah. He can't bring the carbon pesach. If he didn't know about it b'shas ma'isa, we don't say that retroactively it's metame him and he becomes tummy. So again, there's an interplay between the level of consciousness of the person of the tumah with the tumah itself. These are halachas that are halachah l'shem sinai. Again, we don't make up these halachas, but that's l'chayra v'shteto. This is the way Rabbi Senu HaAchronim explained the halachas that are brought in this Rambam. This is another Rambam. Rambam Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, Perek Dal Halacha Vov. Koyin did avoido, and then he finds out that he was tummy. He had stepped over tumah. The halacha is that kol kovenos psulim, we retroactively we say if he touched the sheret, like we said, he found out that his pillowcase had a dead rat in it. The halacha is kol kovenos psulim, but if the tumah was a tumah that he had no way of knowing about it, it was a buried tumah, tumah satoim, or tumah sames, the halacha is tzitz meratza, we discussed in a previous year, where the relationship of the kohen gadol wearing the tzitz takes off the effects of tumah on those that are misasik and kachim. The kesem mishnah over there, that's halacha b'yis mikdash, nothing to do with karban pesach. The kesem mishnah asks a question, then karban pesach, the rabbi himself in Perek Zayin says, that if he finds out about tumas hatohim, then lechatchila he's allowed to be zayrik that he stepped over tumas hatohim. Lechatchila he's allowed to be zayrik because of ritzu tzitz. It's not only the bidiyevid, the carbon that he shechted, the carbon that he brought doesn't become the avodah that he did doesn't become possible. Lechatchila he's allowed to go be oisik and kachim. Tumas hatohim is meratzim tumas hatzitz. What's the difference between carbon pesach and anything else? So the Achronim explained that, like we said, there's a special halach of Tumas HaTohim in relation to Karban Pesach, Nozir, and Karban Tomet. These halachas that we've been discussing of Tumah Nidcha B'Tzibur, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, allow us to create a different relationship, halachically, to create a different relationship between the Nitma and the Tumah Legabi Karban Pesach. So Legabi Karban Pesach, even if he was Nitma B'Tumas HaTohim, the halacha is it does not create a relationship of tumah. Lechatchil is allowed to be oisik v'kotchim. Legabi all karbonis, there is a halacha of tzitz meratza, again, like we explained in a previous year. The tzitz meratza also is a level of consciousness. The tzitz al roishoy, kodesh l'ashem, it creates a consciousness level that weakens the bond of the tumah with the person. The mel, that's why the avoida that he was oivin in does not become possible. That halacha would be b'chol karbonis. If he brought the karbon, then the relationship between the tumah and the person is not such that it would pasul lemafreya. But if he knew about it, then he wouldn't be able to be mitayer. Mashenka by Karban Pesach, in certain cases, even if he knew about the tumah, then halacha is that the tzitz meratza would say that in Karban Pesach there's halacha, there's a certain halacha that Karban Pesach is oila al hatumah, like the same way Karban Pesach could be brought b'tzibur b'tumah, and over there would be halacha lechatchila of being able to bring the karban.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.